I'm Cheryl Corley, and for Michelle Martin, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, journalism students go on a technology fast. But first, summer is winding down, and for many of the nation's poor children, that's actually a good thing. Kids who depend on school meal programs during the school year can find themselves going hungry over the summer months. Last week, I spoke with two people on the front lines of that fight. We traveled to the summer meal program at the Brooklyn Manor Housing Development in Washington, D.C. The program serves hundreds of meals each week to needy children in the local community. Mara Daly is with America's Second Harvest. She talked to us about national efforts to end child hunger. Debbie Hamill is the site director for the Brooklyn Manor Community Center. And we talked about how to feed children nutritionally and what was on the menu for the day.
Today we had applesauce, a fruit, hoagie sandwich, juice, chocolate milk.
I'm testing you now.
Cheese doodles, you know. I try to figure out, you know. But that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And breakfast, typical kinds
breakfast,
of things like
cereal. Or bagels, things like that.
Well, you know, you said that you offer a meal program both during the regular school year and, and during the summer. And I know that during the school year, you see lots of children who at school who are either eating breakfast for free or at a reduced price, eating lunch as well. In the summer, those numbers seem to dwindle. But tell me how important a program like this is in the summertime.
Well, a lot of times the parents are at work. The kids get up late. So a lot of times they don't eat breakfast. So this is an opportunity when they get up, they can come to the center and eat breakfast. And then at lunchtime, when the kids go to the pool, you know, after you finish swimming, you're hungry. So they come and eat lunch. And in the after school program, a lot of kids go and they don't eat the lunch at school or the breakfast at school. So when they get out of school, they come here. And then that's when the Capital Kids Cafe kicks in. And they get opportunity to have applesauce or yogurt, you know, grapes, strawberries. I mean, I think it's a lot of stuff that the kids wouldn't normally eat. You know, like yogurt and the fresh fruit and things like that.
How do parents find out about the program? And are any of them ever reluctant to admit that their kids might be hungry during the summer?
Well, they just tell you straight up. You know, my kid haven't had breakfast, so they're on their way, you know, or can I get a lunch? You know, you don't get all into their business because Brooklyn Manor Apartments is like fixed incomes. You know, people get, you know, checks, people in work programs. So you know they don't have, you know, a lot of money. And, you know, they come over and sometimes we have stuff left over that the kids don't use. And they'll ask to take it home with them, you know, and we let them take it home, you know, so. It's, you know, I've been here for 8 years, so I know the parents personally. So it's not that big of a deal. If somebody said, you know, hey, I'm short this month, I'm running out, you take care of them.
But you sort of answered a question I was going to ask, that, you know, kids can get their breakfast and their lunch here.
And snacks.
And snacks.
Right.
Are you ever worried about them at nighttime? And, you know, what about dinner? Or?
I think they do okay because if they get, like, a sandwich and it's like hot dogs left over or whatever, you know, we give them a second and they don't leave till six. So I mean, it's like they, you know, I think they're okay by time 6 o'clock, and then you come back the next day, you know. And I know that a lot of them probably get breakfast at school, and if they are too late for that, when they get here about 2 or 3, you know, 3:30, we have snacks on the table, so they kind of look forward to that. And if I don't put a fruit cup up or something like that, they want to know where is it, you know, or they'll tell me, say, well, you know, I didn't get mine, you know, you know, like they ordering it. So, you know, I don't worry too much about it.
Okay. It seems like after a hard game of football like they're playing right now,
they get ice cream.
Okay.
They'll have ice cream or juice, you know, so they eat all day. And that makes the parents feel good because a lot of parents don't get off from work until 5, you know, 5:30. They pick their kids up, and, you know, they're not worried about them eating because they know they eat till the last minute that they leave the center.
All right. And joining us now is Mara Daly, the Vice President of Government Relations at Second Harvest. And she's also here with us at Brooklyn Manor. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
So we're here in the nation's capital, just a few miles from Congress and the White House. And how many kids in D.C. are going hungry in the summer or are in danger of being hungry?
Tragically, one in two children living in the District of Columbia is at risk of hunger.
One in two?
One in two. And about 51% of children living in the District of Columbia are living below the poverty line. That's in comparison to a national statistic that reaches about 17%. So unfortunately, right here in the nation's capital, we're seeing much, much higher rates than we do nationally, both in food insecurity among children, in poverty overall.
Mm-hmm. So one in two in the D.C. area and about one in five across the country.
Yes. About 12.4 million children nationally are living on the brink of hunger.
Are we talking about children who are not getting nutritious or proper meals or children who aren't getting any meals at all?
You know, food insecurity really means that families are not able to provide adequate access to food. We like to refer to it in layman's terms as living on the brink of hunger. In most cases, these families with children and oftentimes seniors in the household don't know where their next meal is going to come from.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking now with Mara Daly, who's with Second Harvest, and we're talking about hunger and school kids, especially during the summer months. And is this largely a problem of urban areas like we're in now, or are we seeing this in rural communities too?
You know, there's no such thing as a hunger-free community in the United States of America. And hunger does not discriminate against race. It doesn't discriminate against age. It doesn't discriminate against geographical lines. And it is a problem across the United States, all 50 states, and our food banks service nearly every single county in the United States in an effort to help fight hunger.
Now, we're here during the summer months, and we're talking about a summer meal program. What are the trends for kids being hungry throughout the year? Is it more seasonal, and is it a problem that's worse at particular times of the year or not?
What we know is that the school lunch and school breakfast program traditionally serves about 17 million children every year. In the summer, only about 2 million of those children are receiving summer food program meals. So we know that there are a number of children who are in search of a meal when school gets out for the summer, and we are doing everything we can to expand sites like the Brooklyn Manor site that we're here at today in Washington across the country to ensure that all of these children are fed when school is out.
Because more organizations that provide activities for children could actually provide a meal service as well?
Exactly. And we find that the three largest barriers to having more access to sites like this are a lack of transportation getting to the sites, a lack of local awareness that the sites exist, and a lack of sponsors to take on the summer food service program. So our network is working very aggressively on all three of those goals to expand the summer food program as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And the goal during the summer, I imagine, since you mentioned that far fewer kids were involved, is really to get more organizations involved so those kids who might be hungry have something to eat.
That's exactly right. And our food banks report about 41% of them have significant increases in the number of children who are seeking their services in the summer months. So we do know that child hunger in the summer is real. It is something that we continue to see year after year. And we feed children year-round. We run the largest after-school feeding program called Kids Cafe in the United States with about 1,300 sites. And our goal is to ensure that the kids that we're feeding through Kids Cafe also have food in the summer.
So are there additional steps that the federal government or Congress can take to help feed children?
We are interested in seeing Congress expand the simplified summer food program that's currently only available in 26 states. We'd like to see that expanded to all 50 states, which would eliminate some of the administrative burdens.
And how difficult do you think that's going to be?
Well, we're hopeful that in the next year or so, we have a lot of support in Congress for ensuring that children are fed, and we're going to continue working on both sides of the aisle as hard as we can to get it through in the next 12 months.
It's kind of hard to see somebody denying that or saying, you know, we have hungry kids and no, we're not going to expand the program, but I guess it is all about money, isn't it?
Everything always goes back to money. And as I said, we're hopeful that we'll be able to find some solutions in the next year or so.
All right, so thank you both for being here with us and letting us find out more about the program and how you're helping to feed children throughout the summer. Debbie Hamill is the site director of the Brooklyn Manor Community Center here in Washington, and Maura Daly is with Second Harvest. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.